Gentlemen, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Todd told me I should put my little greeting on the beginning here, so I am. We're not actually talking together today. That's why I didn't say, hey, Todd, how's it going? And I'll make this short and sweet. I have already ruined Christmas a couple of times for my family, so here's hoping that I don't do it again. And I pray many blessings upon you and yours. I've known far too many people that are grieving this Christmas, and so if you're one of those folks, a special blessing on you. May your Christmas be full of comfort, peace, joy, and cheer. As we speak, the goat still stands. I have mixed feelings about that, but it's fun to watch. And I just want to say thanks for letting me be a part of this team. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, gentlemen. You're the best. Thanks for all the encouraging notes over the years and for just being a part of the team. Have a Merry Christmas and a blessed Happy New Year.
Hey, Dad. This is kind of a remote greetings. I'm recording it the 20th, which is just 5 days away from Christmas. I can't believe that. But I thought about just, you know, having Scott play something from previous years, but I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanted to make sure everything's going okay, because I know sometimes during the season it can be kind of a hard season. I just got an email from a dad that said he's been going through a really hard time, and he didn't go into any details, but he didn't need to because I already knew what they were. They're about life. Maybe it's physically, or maybe it's just a hard job situation, or maybe it's just struggling emotionally or spiritually or in your marriage or with a kid, you know. And that's the beauty of being on this team, Family Man, is that there are a lot of other dads who are feeling just like you. I know that it's a little overwhelming and stressful here at our house right now. We're getting ready to go to my parents for Christmas, kind of pre-Christmas. We'll be there a couple days, but my mother-in-law, not my mother, but my mother-in-law has already warned us that there's a blizzard a-brewing, and you know, that we need to be careful. And she's like the family weatherman, you know, she's about, like, who warns everybody no matter where you are. So we're kind of keeping our eye on that. And my brother called me and said, "Ooh, you know, we may have some snow. What are we gonna do?" And so we're trying to plan that out. And Ben and his family have been sick, and of course, you don't want to take that, and we're just counting on us being sick by at least Christmas morning. And again, that's how family goes. So we're trying to figure that out, and, you know, kind of planning our exit if the snow begins to fly. I think secretly my kids are hoping for snow, but they don't want to miss anything. And I know that when we were young and newly married, we did crazy things. We didn't care if it snowed. We didn't care if we had a blizzard. Black ice, bring it on. And we were just like, yeah, we'll just drive home 30 miles an hour, take 6 hours, but we're good with that. Now that I'm older, I don't want to do that. So we'll try to be figuring that out. I did have a Christmas hack for you dads that I thought I'd share. If you're still looking for stuff for your wife, and I know I was busy today wrapping some gifts and making sure I had all her stocking stuffers lined up. But my daughter Maggie was doing something last night that I thought was a brilliant idea. And I thought this would be a great, especially if you have younger kids. She was doing it. She works at a church preschool, and they're going to do it with her kids. But she had bought some plastic clear ornaments, and they look like they're refillable. So you can pull off the top. I think this was the shape of a heart or something like that. And I assume you can get them at Walmart or wherever. And then inside are some ribbons. And I'm like, what are the ribbons for? And what they do is they measure the child. So this is Christmas 2022. They measure the child and then they attach their name to that little piece of ribbon, which is the same height. So if a kid is 34 inches, they cut a piece of ribbon with 34 inches and label it Billy. And then they stuff all the ones into that ornament. And then for the rest of their lives, they have an accurate measurement of their height in 2020. And maybe you could do it every year, I don't know. But it's kind of a cool thing to think that when your kid's 15, you can pop off this ornament and say, in 2020, this is how tall you were. So if you want something fun, I thought that was a great, fun idea. You know that we watched The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, to Jim Carrey last night. And I think we've got all our Christmas videos taken care of. We're planning to watch The Muppets Christmas on Christmas Eve, which is The Muppets Christmas Carol. I should have said that instead. Which, if you've never seen it, it's fun. And I think we're going to try to get in White Christmas yet. Some things are just going to have to go to the wayside. We didn't get in It's a Wonderful Life. Maybe we'll try to squeeze that in somewhere. I know some of you suggested that we should indeed do a live stream kind of talking through, Scott and I, of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. That may have to be next year. So we're not going to do it this year. But that's a good one to watch if you just want pure, painful Christmas memories. But anyway, so Dad, I hope you have a great week. I know we're shutting down the Family Man factory really tomorrow morning. If you make an order, there will be no one here to fulfill it. We are down to our last couple calendars. If you'd like a calendar, you know, just to make sure you get one in time for the beginning of the year, you can place that order and we'll probably have enough. I'm not guaranteeing it, but we'll give you your money back if we don't. But you might want to make that order soon or like right now. But again, thanks for allowing me to be a part of this with you. I don't ever pretend that it's easy, but it is good. It is worth it. And I feel it. You know, there's something about Christmas that just intensifies that feeling of it is good to be a dad. Maybe because there's something hypnotic about Christmas tree lights and music and the possibility of snow and togetherness and buying gifts for one another or making gifts for one another. And even this past Sunday night, we all slept under our Christmas tree, not under, around in our family room. And, you know, there's a little bittersweetness to it because it was Abe, who's my oldest, who's still at home, 21, and Cal, who's 16, Jed, who's 14, and Maggie, who's 18, going to be 19 soon, who didn't stay downstairs because she went upstairs. And then my wife and I lay on the couch. But, you know, I had that feeling again that this time is running out. But I know even in heaven, I'll remember those times. And I'm so, so thankful. So, Dad, have a great Christmas. Stay engaged. Don't pull out. If everybody says, hey, we're going to go do this, go with them. Get that last minute Christmas thing. You know, be very attentive to your wife's needs. Ask her if there's anything you can do. And then take that stuff off her so she doesn't have to worry about it. And have a wonderful Christmas. And a happy new year. I'll see you on the other side. And until then, you to Dad.